Psalms Chapter 107 Verse 1 O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Verse 2 Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Verse 3 And gathered them out of the lands, from the east, and from the west, from the north, and from the south. Verse 4. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Verse 5. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Verse 6. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. Verse 7. And he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Verse 8. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Verse 9. For he satisfieth the longing soul, and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Verse 10. Such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron. Verse 11. Because they rebelled against the words of God, and contemned the counsel of the Most High. Verse 12. Therefore he brought down their heart with labor. They fell down, and there was none to help. Verse 13. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. Verse 14. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and brake their bands in sunder. Verse 15. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Verse 16. For he hath broken the gates of brass, and cut the bars of iron in sunder. Verse 17. Fools, because of their transgression, and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Verse 18. Their soul abhorreth all manner of meat, and they draw near unto the gates of death. Verse 19. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saveth them out of their distresses. Verse 20. He sent his word, and healed them, and delivered them from their destructions. Verse 21. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Verse 22. And let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving, and declare his works with rejoicing. Verse 23. They that go down to the sea in ships, that do business in great waters. Verse 24. These see the works of the Lord, and his wonders in the deep. Verse 25. For he commandeth, and riseth the stormy wind, which lifteth up the waves thereof. Verse 26. They mount up to the heaven, they go down again to the depths, their soul is melted because of trouble. Verse 27. They reel to and fro, and stagger like a drunken man, and are at their wit's end. Verse 28. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distresses. Verse 29. He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. Verse 30. Then are they glad because they be quiet. So he bringeth them unto their desired haven. Verse 31. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Verse 32. Let them exalt him also in the congregation of the people, and praise him in the assembly of the elders. Verse 33. He turneth rivers into a wilderness, and the water springs into dry ground. Verse 34. A fruitful land into barrenness, for the wickedness of them that dwell therein. Verse 35. He turneth the wilderness into a standing water, and dry ground into water springs. Verse 36. And there he maketh the hungry to dwell, that they may prepare a city for habitation. Verse 37. And sow the fields, and plant vineyards, which may yield fruits of increase. Verse 38. He blesseth them also, so that they are multiplied greatly, and suffereth not their cattle to decrease. Verse 39. Again, they are minished and brought low through oppression, affliction, and sorrow. Verse 40. He poureth contempt upon princes, and causeth them to wander in the wilderness, where there is no way. Verse 41. Yet setteth he the poor on high from affliction, and maketh him families like a flock. Verse 42. The righteous shall see it, and rejoice, and all iniquity shall stop her mouth. Verse 43. Whoso is wise, and will observe these things, even they shall understand the lovingkindness of the Lord.